Hello and welcome to another episode of the Sisters in Christ podcast. In today's episode, I will share a few songs from my praise and worship playlist. We're going to have a wonderful time today. So over the next few minutes, I hope to carve out a sacred place where we will worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I pray, friends, that your heart will be lifted, hope is renewed, and in this moment, peace will flow like a river in your hearts and in mine. These songs I'm sharing today have carried me through quiet mornings, stormy nights, and everything, and I mean everything, in between. So I pray each note, each word remind you that you are deeply loved, never alone, and always held in the hands of a faithful God. So go and get comfy. I don't know if coffee and tea will be appropriate here, but if it is, by all means, go and do it. And join me in this time of praise and worship. Our God seek those who will worship Him in spirit and in truth. Now, our first song is precious to me. I was reacquainted with this song several months ago and fell in love with it all over again. This simple but life-changing song is powerful. How He loves you and me. Yes, my friends, you may have heard those words many times before, but I invite you to hear them afresh in this moment. Jesus doesn't just love the world. No, He loves you and He loves me personally, intimately, eternally. John 15 and 13 says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. And that's exactly what He did. He called you and me His friends. And then He gave His life to make sure that we would never walk alone again. I don't know what it is that you are going through or what burden you are carrying. Maybe guilt, shame, hurt, rejection, maybe questions, wondering if you are still worthy of the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? Can I tell you, friends, that you are? Romans 5 and 8 reminds us that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And that means he didn't just wait for us to be perfect. He loved us right where we were and still does. He gave his life. What more could he have given? So as you meditate on this precious song, "Oh, How He Loves You and Me," let it be a reminder that no matter what you are walking through, you are seen, you are cherished, and you are deeply, deeply loved by the one who gave everything, even his life, just to call you his own. Amen. Amen. So as we meditate on this next song, I invite you into a deeper place, a place of longing, a place of surrender, of holy desire.
Waiting for you to pass by, you placed your hand over his face. In your presence, he wouldn't die.
The cry of this song, "Show me your face, Lord," it's not just poetic, it's biblical. It echoes the very heart of Moses in Exodus 33 and 18, when Moses said to God, "Please show me your glory." Think about it. Moses had already seen miracles, the Red Sea parting, the fire on Mount Sinai, manna from heaven, but it wasn't enough for him. He didn't just want God's hand. He wanted God's heart. He said, "Show me your face." David had the same cry in Psalms 27 and 28. "My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek." That word "seek" implies hunger, pursuit, not being satisfied with anything less than his presence. And maybe that's where you are today. You've seen glimpses of God. You felt His touch in moments. But deep in your spirit, there is a hunger and a thirst for more. Not necessarily more blessings or more answers, just more of Him. To know Him, to feel His nearness, to see His face in the middle of whatever you are facing. The beauty of this song, Show Me Your Face, Lord, is that it draws us into intimacy with God. It says, God, I don't want to just go through the motion. I want to see You. I want to know You. I want to be changed by just one glimpse of who You are. And here's the hope, friends. James 4 and 8 promises, draw near to God and He will draw near to you. That's not a maybe. That is a promise. So as you meditate on this song, Show Me Your Face, Lord, I pray that you would open your hearts. Don't hold anything back. Let your worship rise like a prayer, a hunger, a holy desperation. Because when we seek His face, we find more than we could ever imagine. We find love. We find healing. We find Him, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I invite you wherever you are to just worship Him and long to seek His face. I bless you, Lord, and I praise you. Show me your face, Lord. As we meditate on this next song, I want us to take a pause. Take a deep breath. And let's ask ourselves a deep, honest question. Is Jesus the center of my life?
Jesus is the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, everybody say, Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end,
from beginning to the end,
it will always be, it's always been You,
Jesus.
Colossians 1 and 17 tells, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. That means He's not just a part of our lives. He is the one who holds everything together. But if we are honest, it is so easy to let other things creep into the center. Worry, ambitions, relationships, and you know what, friends? Even ministry. And slowly, without even realizing it, Jesus moves from the center to just being a part. But this song, Jesus Be the Center of My Life, isn't just lyrics. It's a cry, a realignment, a holy reset. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6, my most favorite scripture in the Bible, says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. See, when Jesus is at the center, our lives begin to align with heaven. Our steps find purpose. Our hearts find peace. And chaos finds calm. Maybe today you've been feeling pulled in many different directions. Maybe things feel out of balance, out of focus. This is your moment. Not to strive, but to surrender. To say, Jesus, come take your rightful place. Not just in my Sunday, not just in my songs, but in everything. My thoughts, my choices, my dreams, my heart. Revelation 3 and 20 says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. See, He's not forcing His way in. He is waiting. Waiting for the invitation. So as we meditate on this song, let's make it more than the music. Let's make it a moment of surrender, a decision, a declaration. Jesus, be the center. Be my everything in the name of Jesus. Before this next song, I want to remind us why we sing. Why praise is more than just sound. It's sacred. It's powerful. It's warfare. It's intimacy.
I sing praises to your name. Sing it with me. Oh, Lord, praises to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and great to be praised. I sing praises to your name. There's no other name like your name. I love your name, oh Lord. For your name is so great and worthy to lift those hands and sing it again right now, everybody. I sing praises to your name. That's it, sing. Oh Lord, praises to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly. It's so greatly, greatly to be praised.
I sing praises to your name, O Lord. It's simple, it's pure, but it's also deeply spiritual. Psalms 29:2 says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." There's something about his name, my friends. Jesus. Say it with me, Jesus. Say it one more time, Jesus. There is something about his name, and that deserves more than a song. It demands our hearts. You see, praise isn't just when everything is going right. Praise is sometimes what we offer in the middle of the storm. It's the sound of faith rising when we don't yet see the answer. Hebrews 13:15 calls it a sacrifice of praise, offering up worship even when it costs something. When we sing, "For your name is great and greatly to be praised," we are declaring truth. Truth over our lives, over our situation, and even over our doubts and fear, because his name, Jesus, say it again, Jesus, Jesus, his name, Jesus, is greater than fear, stronger than sickness, and higher than every other name. Philippians 2:9-10 says, "Therefore God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow." When we praise, we are aligning ourselves with heaven. We are joining with the angels and saint and creation itself and lifting up the one who is worthy. So whether you feel full of joy or full of questions, today I am asking and I'm encouraging you to lift your voices, not because everything is perfect, but because he, Jesus, is worthy. His love is unchanging. His presence is here. And right where you are now, his presence is there. I'm inviting you to worship, not out of routine, but out of reverence. Let's give him the glory due his name. I sing praises to your name, O Lord. Let it rise and be a sweet savior in his presence, in the name of Jesus. Our next and final song on my praise and worship playlist. I hope you are having a wonderful time, my friends, in the Lord, invites a moment of reflection. remember the moment Jesus touched your life? I remember it. Maybe it was in a church service. Maybe it was in the quiet of your room. Maybe it was in your lowest valley. But something changed when he touched you. Shame lifted, fear broke, peace flooded in, because when Jesus touches a life, it can never be the same. This song is more than a memory. It's a testimony. In Mark chapter 1, verse 41, a man with leprosy came to Jesus and said, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." And the Bible says Jesus, moved with compassion, reached out his hand and touched him. He said, "I am willing, be clean." And instantly he was healed. That's the power of Jesus' touch. Some of us may feel unworthy, distant, broken, but Jesus never turned away the hurting. He leaned in. He didn't just speak healing. He reached out and touched the untouchable. Isaiah 6 and 7 tells us of the moment a burning coal touched the lips of the prophet. And God said, "Your guilt is taken away and your sins atoned for." And maybe you need that kind of a touch today. A touch that brings not just healing, but cleansing, restoration, and freedom. The lyric said, "Something happened, and now I know. He touched me and made me whole." That's not just a line. It's a story of every heart that has been marked by God's touch. So whether you're remembering the moment he touched you, or whether today you are longing for him to touch you again, I encourage you to open your hearts. He is in your midst. He is in my midst, and he is willing. Let's worship the one whose touch still heals, still saves, and still makes us whole. He touched me, and oh, the joy that floods my soul. Let's close out in prayer. Lord, thank you for your presence, for your love, and for touching our hearts today. As we end this time of praise and worship, let your spirit remain with us, Heavenly Father. Keep us close to you, centered on you, and forever changed by you. In Jesus' name, amen. Until next time, continue to trust in God.